I just, there are times I miss Boston for sure.
Well, that's why we're glad that you call in and stay in touch. And of course, with it being Father's Day today, too, you know, it's.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a dad, so.
But you could be if you wanted to.
Yeah, but you're a father to your music.
I'm a father to my music. Yeah, exactly.
I wonder if you could do a show ID for us before you leave.
I would love to do that, sure.
So basically, you're going to say, this is Rich Gilbert. You're listening to What's Happening on WMFO 91.5 FM.
Okay, you got it. Just do it right now?
Yeah.
This is the legendary... Okay, here we go. This is the legendary Rich Gilbert. You are listening to What's Happening on WMFO FM 91.5.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Rich, we will keep in contact. I appreciate the call in. And like I said, if people have questions, we will direct them to your websites.
Please do, Mike. I really appreciate it. And Mike and Aaron, again, you guys have also been really helpful and supportive. So I thank you so much for all your help.
Our pleasure.
And thank you. And give our best to your wife and enjoy the rest of the day.
I will. Okay, man.
Okay. Right. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. This is WMFO in Medford. You're listening to What's Happened. I'm Mike.
I'm Aaron.
Okay.
Our number is 855-915-WMFO or 855-915-9636.
And pretty soon we will have Carissa Johnson, Kate Eppes on the air. There'll be a little music in between, and we'll talk to you in a few minutes.
Enjoy.
Fenway's all aglow. A book night after lands down the street. Guitar in hand and summer heat. The faithful in their red and blue. A crowd outside the house of blues. A dodge of vendors, hawkers, gawkers, stalkers in my way. Breaking strings on. Close my eyes, pretend we're stars. Across that alley seems so far, but tonight it could all be ours. The salmon brought his heart to play. The doorman lands a smile away. Beyond that velvet cage, onto that hill we will make with our stringing, ringing, singing ways.
Two. Sometimes it ain't what you've been wishing on. I doubt you know what you really want. I've been so numb, I can't imagine what it'll take to begin again. That's why I'm holding this heavy head so low. I've got no clue where the minutes went. I doubt you know what your kiss has meant to me. Fail, have I ever will go? I know I'm aching.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Keeping it with me.
Yeah. This is What's Happening on WMFO Medford. This is Mike.
Aaron.
Kate Eppers.
And I'm Carissa Johnson.
Welcome.
Welcome to
Thank
both
you.
Of you.
Thanks so much for having us.
Happy Sunday.
And happy Father's Day.
Yes.
Yeah. You gotta.
Yeah, it's Father's Day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
June. It's already June somehow.
Yeah, the middle of June. It's like, wait a minute.
We know that you've been touring, so you probably are trying to play catch up.
I've lost track of time.
Yeah. And Kate, you probably have had a busy summer so far?
Yeah, just this radio tour, pretty much just playing and interviewing and also playing with my cover band, Teal Street Band, as well as my own, just playing the Wishing Well songs off the Wishing Well, my new album, and just getting ready for my physical CD release party September 16th at Opus in Salem, and just kind of gearing up for that.
I know. I had just me and Chris were talking in the green room about a gig that I just booked her on. And that's the one. Fill us in on that?
Yeah, it's this Friday at Tavern at the End of the World. And I'm very excited. I haven't played there before. And it'll be my last show in town before I head up to the West Coast and do a big tour out there. It's going to be my longest tour yet. So definitely come out if you're around on Friday. We're going to be playing with, I'm going to be doing actually a solo acoustic set. And I got a bunch of new songs that I haven't played out yet. Want to give them a shot. And it'll be a nice intimate venue to do that at. And it's with Cruella De Vil.
Carl DeVille.
Oh, and Carl DeVille.
Sweet, Betsy. Yeah. Sears.
Yes. The Bunkin'
Chick
Sister.
Band. Yeah. Love them.
So
that's
excited.
Betsy, Cindy,
Patsy.
And Patsy. And Gay Herbert on drum.
So
yeah.
Cool.
And then the Billy Connors Project as well. And it's funny, I just did a house show at Tracy Chevrolet's house not too long ago, and the drummer was there. And I met him there. We were talking about his band. We were like talking about music for a while. So
that was Ray Fernandez.
Yes.
He actually engineered and helped produce the Brigands CD.
Oh, okay, wow.
In his studio used to have in Everett. There's still copies of that floating around someplace.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that'd be great. You were going to do a station ID and a PSA for us.
Yeah, I can totally do that.
Okay, my point, you go.
Hey, this is Carissa Johnson, and you're listening to What's Happening on WMFO 91.5 FM, also WMFO.org.
In Medford.
In Medford.
Yes. And
that's at 5 p.m. on Sundays.
Yes. Okay, and you're going to do a PSA for us.
Yes. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let it do yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
Thank you very much. I should take that advice because I've fallen off a ladder and I don't bounce well.
Yeah. No. It's not fun falling off ladders.
Yeah, it isn't falling. Yeah.
Even one step is a lot to fall off of.
Watch your step, people.
Yes.
That would be the whole PSA.
That's
watch
the whole
your
PSA.
Step.
Watch
that
your
was
step.
It.
Don't fall.
I'm done.
Don't fall
on
your
that
face.
That was mine.
I fall just walking. I don't even need a ladder to fall.
Fall up the stairs.
Yeah.
I hear a song there.
Falling up the stairs.
Fall up the stairs.
Yeah. And then it goes la 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 la.
Maybe we could have a collaboration of song right here live.
We just did.
Yeah.
It's
oh,
a
man.
Hit.
That's
you recorded that, right?
Perfect.
That's right. It is a hit.
Copyright pending.
Yeah. Okay, do you want to start off with a song?
I can't sing a note.
Oh, Aaron,
come on. Come on, Aaron.
You can sing.
With my voice?
We'll do backups.
I better do way backups.
Okay. What are you going to do for us, Carissa?
I'll do a new song. I put out a song in April, and it's a song called You Lost You. I guess I'll start with that one.
Wish you back, wish you luck, wish you It's so simple, why is it difficult to do? Be afraid, it's okay. Think me out, I'm so lonely in your brain, babe. You pity the devil, you feed her too. I lost my place in your world, you lost you.
Yeah, that was great. It was great.
Thanks.
I love that song. When you were on Boston Rock Radio a few weeks ago, I was listening to your interview and I was doing the Facebook Live and trying to ask you questions and everything like that.
Oh, yeah.
And I was looking up some songs as you mentioned
that.
Them.
Oh, that's
and
so
I was,
funny.
And that was the one that I was rocking out to that
oh,
one.
Oh, thank
it's
you.
It's really cool.
I got a question.
Yeah.
I know that you were recently compared to somebody and you've probably been compared to somebody. How do you feel about comparisons to other well-known musicians? How do you feel about that?
Sometimes it's really cool. So,
yeah.
I haven't gotten any that were like, whoa, what? Like,
yeah.
I haven't really gotten any that surprised me.
Have you gotten the Joan Jett one?
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, I mean, that's usually, people sometimes are like, oh, Pat Benatar, Joan Jett, or like, they'll get them mixed up or whatever. But, like, I've never really listened to Pat Benatar. I mean, I appreciate everything she's done. But it's funny, like, the Joan Jett thing is like, people definitely pick up on it. I mean, the pins, the jacket, the boots, and everything. She's a huge influence and one of the reasons I even picked up guitar in the first place.
Yeah.
But yeah, Joan Jett's a constant one. And every now and then I'll get a really cool one. Like someone will be like Amy Mann or Brody Dalle. And I'll be like, oh my God, like so many people don't even know these artists, but like they're my favorite. And like whenever someone brings one of those up, I'm like, yeah.
Victory.
Yeah, how about you, Kate?
I don't mind because it's always been complimentary. The one recently, and it was just funny because it wasn't somebody I was familiar with, it was Blackmore's Knight.
Oh yeah.
And it's just when I started to list, somebody said, oh, your voice reminds me of Candace Knight, your music reminds me of Blackmore's Knight. So I looked up this band and somebody sent me a song and it was called Magical World.
Yeah.
I was like, this is so me. It's just fantasy and just, you can picture just like
that's awesome.
Unicorns and
oh,
dragons.
That's so cool.
But I love that kind of music. And she had a beautiful voice, and then immediately I'm following her on Instagram and Twitter. And I'm like, you are amazing. I love you. And so, and then now I discovered all this new music. So I'm like, how did I don't know how I didn't know Blackmore's Night, but I love that Renaissance fair music. Love it.
As you go forward, you know, you're trying to stamp out your own identity.
Mm-hmm.
Is that an evolving thing? Or do you feel that you kind of feel comfortable in your skin or the place you're at now?
I think I've never really felt content. I feel like I'm always trying to push for something else that I'm always reaching for. It's definitely a constant evolving process. Even sometimes I'll look back at last year. My friend sent me a video of a show I did last year. And it was like an interview. And I'm like, oh my God, like, I'm a different person. Like, it's just like looking back can be like sometimes you don't even have the time to really realize that time has even gone by. I mean, like I was saying, like, I can't believe it's June right now. Like, I feel like it's still January because I haven't like had time to sit down and really think about anything because I've just been like doing stuff. But
so you feel like you're forever 18?
Yeah. Forever young. But I mean, it's definitely always changing, always growing. And I feel like once it gets stagnant, that's when you got to sit down and be like, all right, I got to start growing. I got to figure out something, what the next level's going to be.
What do you feel about that, Kate?
Yeah, I agree with Carissa too, and the same thing goes with just physical fitness, really. It's like you hit a plateau, because I mean, I love to work out, being physical, being outside, but it's the same thing in your life. You've hit that plateau, and you don't want to get in that comfort zone where nothing is changing. Mm. Maybe you're content, things are okay, but you're not growing anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And also just feeling comfortable in your own skin too. It's always, for me, it's half and half. You know, some days you're just beaming with confidence, and you're just like, you have that, I can do everything, I feel great. But I mean, 5 minutes later, it can just feel like, I'm going to crawl back into bed, I'm going to hide from the world. But the difference is that you don't do that.
Yeah.
And you just go through it, and you're like, you feel that whatever you're going through, and you just plow through it. And I guess that's the difference between those who can kind of, whether you reach your goals, at least you're striving for it, at least you're going for it, and you're not scared of failing.
The reason I asked that,
be scared of failing, but still do it. Still do it.
Yeah, be afraid, but do it still.
Yeah, we're all scared.
I do Boston Women Rock for the last 4 or 5 years, whatever it has been. And we were hoping that basically, having that program will give exposures. We felt that maybe that a lot of women in the business are hitting certain, glass ceilings or, situations, so psychological or something, where the music is business, local music business is hard anyways.
Oh, yeah.
So it's good to see what your input and how you view it, as you're going forward. And have you hit any new things? Have you negotiated it? Have you gone around it? Or are you just plowing right through?
I like to think I'm plowing right through. Every now and then I definitely hit walls where I'm just like, man, I don't know how to get through this certain thing. Or then everything kind of seems to hit at once where you're just like, I just got to get through all of this right now.
Yeah.
It goes back to that comparison thing too, where you can't compare yourself to maybe where other bands are at the time, whether they're female or male or both or a mixture or whatever. You can't compare yourself to where anyone else is at. And I think that's something that holds a lot of people back. I've noticed, bands, especially in a small scene or community, where everyone's kind of together, it's great, but sometimes people get caught up in the wrong things, and then it's distractions, and you just gotta plow through all of it, and just, it's you and the songs and the intention, and if that has a good foundation, you don't have anything to worry about.
The reason I asked that, I'm a big follower of Ruby Rose Fox, and she's on tour right now. And occasionally she comes up against certain things. She feels she's put into certain things and she doesn't know how it's going to work because she has a real feminist point of view and her songs are really, pointed with, social commentary and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I was like to see how you felt about it. Did you have any input on that, Kate?
On social commentary?
Yeah, kind of sticking your neck out there.
Do you mean political?
Anything as a woman or as a local performer.
Yeah, I mean, and it's also a fine line, too, where you want to speak your mind and you want to say this and this and this, and I'm not saying you should never censor yourself, but it's hard, too, because you could say the wrong thing. And so, if Ruby Rose it's a risk. She could say, this is how I feel very strongly. She could be blacklisted from, this place and this place. So it's kind of, it's tough.
Yeah.
And also, I'll say, being a woman, I don't know, I'm sure this is something people talk about, but I've lost opportunities, and I don't think they were anything special, but because it turned out to just be a situation where there was a man just hitting on me. And I'm sure Carissa, I'm sure every girl, every female artist or an actress, same thing, because I do acting too, where you are excited, something's happening, then you get that
people with wrong intentions.
And it's just it's really unfortunate. It happens all the time.
Do you feel the armor builds up more and more as you do this longer against those people? Or do you have actually friends or people intercede for you sometimes when they see that you're in that situation?
I think I've definitely dealt with this in clubs and elsewhere, at shows, people are drinking and everyone's there, you kind of just have to... I've been a little too friendly sometimes where I'm a very friendly person, very open, very, easygoing, want to talk to everyone, want to connect with people. And, just being at your merch booth, you got to be there. Maybe we're at the point where we have to be our own merch person too. And we got to sell our stuff. We're selling ourselves, and sometimes people take that as wrong way. They get a little too flirty, but you got to be friendly. It's where's the line? You don't want to be mean. All that stuff. I mean, you can overthink it and you don't need to. You just have to be I'm here to perform. That's what my job is.
And it's a job, but it's also, like, there's so many other things that go along with it, with, like, any other career, too.
Yeah.
I mean, this stuff is everywhere.
It's true. It could happen. Women in offices, everything,
yeah.
Anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not responsible for other people's misintentions.
Exactly. And you got to stand your ground, and that's something that I've definitely, over the years, that's one of the things that, like, I can look back on and be like, man, like, looking back 5 years ago, I was, like, weaker than I am now, because yeah. Now, like, that guard has built up, and where I'm like, okay, like, I can pick up on what people's intentions yeah. are pretty quickly now, and I can yeah. tell when people mean it, when they don't, and you yeah. know what they're after. But sometimes, you know, it's hard to judge, like, right off the bat, but you gotta be on your toes, you gotta be quick about everything, be like, yeah. you know, protective, because people are gonna try to take advantage of.
It's too bad that people don't have television here. We have two very beautiful and talented women.
And, why, thank you.
And we are privileged to have you here.
Thank you.
Probably start with you. How did you get involved in the music business, and then next to Carissa?
Well, I've always, growing up, I was big into plays. I was doing school plays, and then I started performing in this show called the Ig Nobel Awards, which is out of Harvard, when I was 8. And it grew and grew and grew, and so I was always, but it was comedy. But at the same time, I always was looking to, you know, I loved music, and I was learning a little bit of piano from my grandmother, and just in general loved performing. And it started out just a lot of theater from a very young age. And it wasn't until a few years ago I started professionally performing with the Cape Ann Big Band, things like that. And then I started really writing and finishing songs finally. And so I'd say probably around 2013, 2014 is when things got serious as far as recording mm-hmm. wise.
Do you ever step out of your comfort zone and do something totally different?
I would say, actually, yeah, with this upcoming horror movie that I'm going to be in, because, and I mean, nobody really knows about this. I think yeah. I can give stuff away. Yeah. It's not a big deal, and I won't say what it's called. But I mean, you know, I'm getting murdered in this movie, and then I'm coming.
We don't want that to happen.
And then I'm coming back, and I'm gonna take everybody out for revenge. But either way, there's a lot of really intense, very intense scenes, very very dark, very dramatic, and it's gonna be a challenge. And I've done drama before,
okay.
But it's very, to get into that mindset, you have to really. Really focus and cry on set yeah. and things like that, but that's different than music. But I also Burn the City to the Ground from my album The Wishing Well will be part of this movie.
Oh, that's excellent.
Which is nice as an instrumental piece, and probably the end credits with my vocals.
Do you remember the question? Because I yeah. totally forgot it.
Yeah. So
did that answer your question? Was yeah. that? I don't even know what I just
stepping
talked.
Out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I love to step out of my comfort zone. I feel like I thrive on it sometimes. Where like I'll do something that, like what Kate was saying before, it's like it's okay to be afraid. You know, that's what helps you grow and helps you achieve things, I think. And by facing it and by just diving right in, it's funny, like I've joined a bunch of bands in the past, and I remember when I joined this metal band, it was a whole like new world for me, and I didn't consider myself a bassist. This was like two and a half years ago, and it was like intense. Like I felt like I was doing guitar leads like on the bass. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I remember sweating and be like, I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna play these shows, and we were playing like huge places, and I'm like, this is so cool. Ended up not being my thing, but I was like, I learned how to play bass through that and through accepting that challenge and working with people I had admired and being like, yeah, this is like, I can be on this level. Like I didn't feel like I was when I started, but then after I was like, that's the push I needed to get the confidence in myself to be a better player. And I do another side project called Swivel, and that was a similar challenge where working with people I really admire, Noel LeBlanc from Damone, Ken Susie from Unearth, and they were like, hey, we need a bassist. I'm like, oh my god, like I'm terrified, but I want to do this so bad, I'm gonna make it work. And even with the solo thing too, I mean, it's a lot of you just gotta just learning how to stand my ground and be like, this is the way it is, this is how it's gonna be. And you know, it's always a challenge, but it's a good challenge, and I like it.
Did you have another song for us?
Yeah, I could do another song. I got another new one.
And for people that might be tuning in now and not know, Carissa Johnson won the Rock and Roll Rumble this year at once, and that was a great great victory for you.
Thank you. Yeah, that was super fun.
Yeah.
We played this one there, full band. I usually play with a band. This one, we just recorded in the studio yesterday at Boston Record Company. It's called Cardinal.
Here we are. It's a goddamn shame. Feels like you like. touch with who I knew you'd be. I wanna share this light with you. We're shedding it.
Thanks.
That was great, Carissa.
Thank you.
Would you like to do a PSA and a station ID for us, Kate?
Sure. This is Kate Eppers. You're listening to WMFO Medford, 91.5, What's Happening on Sundays at 5 p.m.
And you picked out a PSA that you'd like to do.
Yes. Don't drink and drive. On March 13th, 2014, a drunk driver plowed through a crowd outside a nightclub at South by Southwest Music Festival, killing 3 people and injuring 25. The driver faces capital murder charges, which are punishable by the death penalty. Drinking and driving is a crime that kills. If you're under the influence of anything, never drink. Never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you.
I have something off of your new album.
Oh, do you now?
The first cut.
What have you selected?
The first cut. Prove to me you're real.
Prove that you're real.
Yes.
Oh, same difference.
Well, we know you're real, both of you. Why don't we go right to the music and let the world enjoy? Be right back.
You. I heard there was a secret chord that David played, and he pleased the Lord. You don't really care for music, do ya? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to her kitchen chair. She broke your throne. She cut your hair. And from her lips she drew the hallelujah. 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 Somebody who outdrew you. It's not the cry you hear at night. It's not someone who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Yeah, we're back at What's Happening. I'm Mike.
I'm Kate Eppers.
I'm Carissa Johnson.
And that was 2 seconds of Teal Street Band.
Well, but we actually heard Teal Street Band before that.
Yeah, that was me singing. Actually, it was a live band recording, which is, it's pretty special. We were singing, we did Hallelujah, and that was Bob Nasella on keyboard, and Hallie's always been one of my favorite songs to cover, and recording it was meant to be.
Absolutely a beautiful job.
So thanks so much.
And we actually recorded at the same studio.
Yeah, we just discovered that.
Yeah.
Doug
Batchelder in North Reading at the Den. I do all my recordings there, and Kate ended up working with him too, with the other band that she does.
Yeah, with Teal Street Band, all those recordings were at Doug's, and yeah, Doug's. Shout
and
out
the next
to Doug.
Time you
Great
have
guy.
A bit, next time you do a video, I hope to be there. Remember when the last one was interesting?
Yeah, so we did Teal Street Band shot a promo video because my cover band Teal Street Band, we do predominantly weddings and private parties. Although we did play on Thursday actually in Reading, but. So we shot a video. Unfortunately, Facebook, I don't know what happened. They changed the time. So poor Aaron thought it was over at 10 or
no,
sorry,
no,
I can't
no,
remember,
no.
thought it was starting
it, it ended at 10.
It was an early.
Yeah, it was like 7 to 10, and Facebook decided to make it 10 to midnight.
I don't know what happened, but he showed me the screenshot, and I don't even know. But then I looked at mine that we had made, and it was correct, so I still feel bad about that. Sorry.
That's okay. because
Facebook.
You've been in, One Time Mountain has been in, Carissa is here, you know.
Life is good.
Life is great.
This is a nice studio, too. Tufts campus is nice. I was saying maybe I'll go walk around after.
Yeah, it's kind of humid out, but...
Yeah, I might pass out in the grass and roll down the hill, but it's pretty.
Well, graduation's over, so I guess... all the med students are gone.
Yeah.
I'm not a doctor, but no.
So, wishing well.
So, yeah, so that was, there was Hallelujah and then Prove That You're Real off my debut album, The Wishing Well. And that song, I actually wrote that song at good old Salem State College, which was, that's the oldest song on the album. I think that's why I threw that in first. And... That was many years ago, and I was going to say everything else in the album was written in 2014, so that's kind of the exception on that album. It's my little, my songwriting in its infancy. So, I mean, that was kind of more like a refrain. I don't even think there's like a bridge or anything in that song.
I've been writing songs without choruses lately.
Ooh, that's
just
nice.
Like totally forgetting to write choruses.
I like that because with me lately, my best songwriting is actually really bridges.
Yeah, sometimes me too. The bridges are the funnest part.
So can we just, it's like, just make forget about the choruses. I mean, just put the like the meat of the song in there and then just call it a day.
Exactly. That's all you need.
I like that.
You don't need the fluff.
So for both of you, how do you, or where do you get your inspiration for your songs? And do you do the words first, the melodies first, a little bit of both? Do you write it down? Do you use a tape recorder? Well, you know, or a digital recorder now, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, digital is way, it's helpful. I mean, having your phone and the voice memos and all that, it's like super easy to just like get the ideas down if you get like a quick thing in your head, but they always come at inconvenient times. Like it's never like, I sit down, I'm like, I'm going to write a song now. It's like, I'm in the shower and I'm like, damn it, I need to remember this by the time I get out. But, you know, sometimes, it just comes at the most inconvenient times, but I always get words first, and then I try to put the melodies to the lyrics. And it's funny. How do you do it? Do you do a melody first, or do you do lyrics first?
Yeah, and it's funny because I remember you talking about that on your other interview, and I was just thinking how for me that's really challenging because I always do melody first.
Yeah.
Or sometimes the words come at the same time a little bit, but it's pretty much melody and then fitting in the words after just kind of naturally fall in with the melody. And the one time I did words first was my song "Burn the City to the Ground" on this album that I was talking about. It was actually kind of this angry poem I wrote that I really liked and had a lot of visual, I kind of just imagery, kind of scary, fun, fantasy imagery.
Yeah.
But I really wanted a song out of that. And that was really challenging to fit. I mean, it worked out, but I mean, I remember it was like an aha moment when I finally fit those words into that chorus, and it was thinking, so I have respect for those of you that do words first. But I guess that's just how it is naturally for you, whereas for me it's just, but it could kind of come either way. But also, like you said, inconvenient moments where you have to have your iPhone and just all of a sudden you're like, oh my God. And then you're a crazy person in the middle of the supermarket going, la, 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 la.
Yeah, singing to yourself.
Can't forget that melody.
Well, I've got one for both of you. So we're talking about doing something. Is there something you both know that you could both do together?
Maybe. What type of covers do you normally play?
Well, actually, a lot. All different kinds of things. It could be pop, classic, rock, all different kind of genres. Disney. Everything.
We should sing something from The Lion King together.
Do you know...
I don't know if I actually know any. It's funny, I don't do too many covers. I do, like... I love doing obscure ones, which is kind of like... You know, it's not helpful in moments like these, but...
No, I feel you there, because I have so many songs that I love that no one has ever heard of, never been on the radio, and I'm like, God, can I do a cover? Or can we play this out? But everyone's going to be looking at you like, what the heck is this song?
Exactly,
I don't even know. I'm like, just listen, it's wonderful.
That's the key to the fun of it.
Because there's some of the best songs you've never heard.
Do you know any Ramones?
I do, but I don't know word for word. I mean, okay. I definitely love the Ramones.
There's one, I was actually thinking when you asked the question, I was thinking of like doing a, I've never played a cover on the radio. I've only done my own songs. But I usually, with the band, I cover the song Bonzo Goes to Bitburg, My Brain's Hanging Upside Down by the Ramones. And I'm sure if you heard it, that's like another one of their like obscure ones. But whenever I play it, someone comes up and they're like, I love that song.
Oh, you get cool. it. We jump should, on it right now.
You wanna, there's really easy backups. You can sing those with me.
Yeah, sure.
We all can sing along.
Yeah, sure. Cool.
And this is what's happening?